I'm recording.
So yep. The Von Erichs had like six kids, and
so the Von Erichs, for some background, the father of the Von Erich clan, Fritz Von Erich, was a wrestler through the Midwest U.S. in like the 50s and 60s, uh-huh. and then he founded World Class Wrestling.
Of course, you have like deep details. Yeah, about
World Class Championship Wrestling. It was based out of Dallas. They wrestled in the Dallas Sportatorium, and it was like this was back before the WWF bought out all the like smaller companies. So it was the biggest thing going from like south of St. Louis, east of Florida and Georgia, until you hit like Portland. It was the most important wrestling territory there was.
Yep.
And Fritz had a shitload of kids. And they were all wrestlers.
Yeah. All of them wrestlers.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard about this now.
I think Zach knows more about the deaths than I do.
I talk about
like that there's
like
a Wikipedia article that's not just each person. It's there's a Von Erich family that's about all of them killing themselves.
Well, still,
it's because they all wrestled.
Yeah. Lacey Von Erich, who's the daughter of, I forget which Von Erich, but I think he portrayed the
Carrie.
Texas Tornado. Yes, in the WWF. She still wrestles.
No, she retired in 2010.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'm looking at the Wikipedia article right now.
Carrie had his foot amputated. But he made it out alive. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, like the rest of them like drank themselves to death, and then like one died, and then they got sad because of that one, and then they like either shot themselves or like heroin overdosed. And then
one
I think
of them
the
was
last
like 22.
One was like,
Yeah,
they were all super young. And then the last one was really sad because he was like the small one and was never very good at wrestling and like hung on for like a couple years, and then he also killed himself. It was like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh, yeah.
So sad. Yeah.
But
so comedy
an offshoot sadness of the Von Erichs is one of the biggest, because they were always the faces. They were the heroes in down at World Class. But one of the bigger villains at the time was this guy named Gentleman Chris Adams. He was a British wrestler, and he was really good.
Wow. Hell of a name.
eventually, he hung on for years, and he wrestled in WCW for a while. But eventually, he got murdered by, like, his wife's boyfriend.
Nice.
Like, shot
Whoa.
In the face with a shotgun.
Nice.
Wow. I mean, wrestling is notoriously, like... There's a lot
of
drama
death.
In and around. Yeah, lots of death and lots of substance abuse. Like, it's all bad.
I mean,
You're on the road for, like, 300 days a year and you do something that's physically taxing and like that, you're going to start using, like, painkillers.
Pills.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
My brothers and I definitely were watching I think it was, like, a WrestleMania. It was Owen Hart when he died, like, during the thing.
Over the Edge, 1999, from the Kiel Center in Kansas City.
We were watching that, having not paid for it. We were watching the Scramble Vision version of it.
I was, too.
Like, we can't see shit, and they're like, oh, what happened just now?
Yeah.
Did a guy fall from the heavens? What was that? That's weird.
I do remember, I think it was, like, Jerry Lawler was, like, couldn't tell if he was supposed to be playing it up because it was part of the show or not.
How do you play up a guy falling 60
like,
feet?
Well, no, I mean, because it's all about like making a big deal of drama. Like, oh my god, he just fell.
There is definitely a moment in the broadcast where you realize they didn't know for sure that something went wrong.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, if you thought for 1 second, like, oh, can a human, like, plan to fall 60 feet and live onto, like, a hard surface? Probably not. I'm surprised that that wasn't obvious to them at the time.